First reading for this evening is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at daybreak. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Almighty God is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. And please rise for the reading of the gospel. Getting our exercise. Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has the will is given more, and he will have an abundance. And whoever does not have, even that what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understand. You will be ever seeing, but never perceive. For this people's heart has become calloused, and they hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men no longer see what you see, but did not see it, and hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, when you talk about listening, I'm going to be honest, the very first thing that comes to my mind is something I was told many times. Maybe you were told this. Maybe you've used these lines before. I know they've come out of my mouth before, and usually it happens when you're not listening at all. You're doing your own thing. You're kind of going crazy. You're a little wild. You're asked to do something. You ignore it, and you keep going crazy until the parent finally says, "Okay, stop. Just stop. Stop for a second. Come here. Come here. Okay. All right. Look at me directly. I need you to do something for me. Okay. I want you to take your hands. Okay. Okay. Got my hands. I want you to lift them up. Okay, okay. I want you to put them on the side of your head. Okay. I want you to feel for something. Oh, yeah, yeah, I feel something. Do you know what those are? Well, yes, they're ears. Well, maybe you should use them every once in a while. Anybody ever hear that before? Ever? I mean, I know I've said it before, and I've heard it before. Use these things. God gave them to you for a reason. Let's use them. But sometimes it's really, really, really hard to listen, to slow down, to hear, because there's so much noise around us. You don't have to go very far. You know, honestly, one screen's not enough anymore for our lives, is it? You can turn on the TV. That used to be enough. That would be perfect. Yeah, woo, we've got the movie on, fully focused. But no, 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 you don't do that anymore, do you? No, no, we just like to chillax here and pull out the old cell phone too and start checking, maybe talking about that movie and what's going on. I don't know. what's going on in the... Oh, what? There's something? Rewind. But you're distracted. There's so much noise. And this is full of noise. And I'm not talking about annoying ringtones that can reach you anywhere and every time. There's noise on the internet. There's noise in the videos. There's noise in... I don't even know how many apps are on this phone right now, but there's a lot of noise. And unfortunately, I will own up to this. Right now, I am absolutely horrendous when it comes to sitting in silence. I have to have something on. If I'm working on a sermon, you got to have some noise on. Music or video. If you're working on something else, music or video. Cleaning the dishes, music or video. Just go trying to fall asleep, music or video. Even Mindy has told me, do you really need noise 24/7 besides when you're sleeping? Yes, apparently I do. But there's so much going in, so much stimulus. It is so hard to not be distracted, to not be overwhelmed by all the noise, and it's almost impossible just to be quiet. In fact, it feels like I could be quiet right now because it's really loud in here. At least in my head, it's really loud. Maybe that's because I'm talking faster. But we could all use some quiet. I think we can agree with that, right? But what is quiet? What does that even look like? Maybe you know. Maybe it's an opportunity to know that I am God in that quiet. Maybe it's just somebody telling you, shh, be quiet. Maybe it's something your parents always told you to do when the pastor was giving a sermon. Be quiet, listen. A book called The Quiet Place that was read to your sister over and over until they started reading and you were quiet and listened instead. Maybe asking each child, be quiet. Maybe they think silent and peaceful. Peaceful, thinking of peace, lighting a candle, sitting in a quiet circle. Maybe when I'm quiet, I sound like nothing, this person says. Maybe it's the old rhyme, one sunny day a child named Grace was looking for a quiet place. Maybe it's the perfect peace, contentment, calm, being free from the noise. Maybe it's even the church sanctuary in a way you can find quiet. Even when the pastor stops, then it gets quiet. And listen, there's something you need to hear. Peace, relaxation, some solitude. No kids at all. Peaceful. Breathing. Listening. And of course, being still. And knowing that I am God. Quiet and solitude. Maybe we need a little bit more of that. Even Jesus needed to unplug. And recharge a little bit. And he goes off to the mountainside away from everybody to pray for a while and comes back right before the crucifixion in the garden. Goes off by himself, prepares, speaks to God and just quiet and listening, but also communicating with God. Solitude, quiet. That's about the only time in which we can actually open our ears. And Romans reminds us, Paul reminds us, that faith comes from what is heard. Kind of need ears. And maybe not even that. Maybe if you don't have hearing, you can see through sign or some other language to know God. But you're listening in different ways. God even says on the mountaintop experience of the transfiguration, this is my son. Listen to him. Not, hey, check this guy out. Watch him. See what he's going to do. Listen. Listen to him. Use those ears and listen. Solitude. Be still. Know that I am God. A time to think, which can be very uncomfortable. I don't know about you. Sometimes when that power goes out, even for a few seconds, you start to panic. Not just because the power's out, because it's quiet. Really quiet. And if you start thinking to yourself, it can be hard. And even in those times of silence that we're about to take a few moments of silence here, your brain doesn't quite shut down enough just to listen. It's always thinking, okay, this is getting really, really awkward, really long. Somebody cough, please, so I know I'm not alone in here. Oh, good. There is noise still in this place. But it's hard to unplug and recharge sometimes. And we're going to do that just for a moment here. And if you think this minute or so is awkward, wait till you hear what the challenge is for the week. Now that's a little difficult. But let's take some time. Let's take some time of solitude to open our ears and to listen, to invite God to open our mind, to open our ears, and to be still for a little bit. So, like I said, it's going to be a little awkward. It's confirmation people have done this before. They know it's awkward. And there's some noise and rustling eventually. But we're going to sit here for about a minute to be still, open our ears, and just listen, unplug, and recharge. So, here we go. Do you hear anything? Maybe you're aware of a whole world outside of yourself for even a little bit. Maybe you are able to unplug and recharge and you're ready to go out. It's a tough practice, but maybe it's something we can do, inviting God to open our ears. Listen in that silence. Just like the gospel said for today in verse 17, "For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Maybe in that little bit of time you are able to hear God in a different way. Maybe not, and that's okay. But it's something we can keep working on, opening our ears so we can use these things and listen. It's tough, but let's invite God in to open our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our life, each and every day, to whatever we're being called to do, even if we don't want to hear it. Thanks be to God. Amen.